Thanks for joining us tonight. It is a very happy Saturday evening. I couldn't be more happy. I guess the reason why is, well, coming up, Michelle Miao with Swirl Radio here, and we are having an intimate session, one of our most intimate sessions, but why not? You know, I thought in my mind I should speak to someone who knows it best, so I invited Dr. Lee Cao. He's the reproductive endocrinologist over at the Laurel Fertility Center, or is it clinic? Or
Laurel Fertility Care.
Laurel Fertility Care. I'm sorry about that. So, doctor, no welcome to our show.
Thank you very much.
So tell us, Dr. Cao, let's just get the basics out there. But reproductive endocrinologist means what?
Part of the whole full shebang is actually reproductive endocrinology and infertility. So clinically, most people in practice focuses on infertility.
Okay, and so for couples who would like to have a baby but need help.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for.
Laurel Fertility Care, you know, and some of the patients who do come see you for you know, the fertility problems or issues and whatnot, basically you get all kinds of people coming in?
Absolutely.
Here in San Francisco?
Mostly here in San Francisco. We also have people coming from the East Bay, from the peninsula, and even out of state, out of the country.
And there's something special, though, about the facility to me, though, and I think that that's because it has been stated so on the site and in other newsletters that you may come across, but this place or this center, this fertility, is, you know, you are open to gay, lesbian families.
Absolutely. We are the first one to put it on down as a statement, both as our policy and also, you know, I want everyone to know that we are LGBT friendly.
And is there like separate issues or causes, concerns that come with gay lesbian couples?
Gay couple obviously are going to have other issues because gay couples need to have the donor and also a surrogate. And then for lesbian couples, their problem, a lot of times they won't want to bear the other's child. So that will involve other techniques. And one most prominent case was the San Diego case that just went through the court system last year, and they were denied service by their physician.
So it's possible for a lesbian couple to go and see an infertility doctor who will deny them service?
I think that's still possible, even nowadays, 21st century California.
Well, that's unfortunate, and we're lucky to have Dr. Cao, aren't we?
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to help the community.
Michelle Miao here with Swirl Radio, and we're speaking with a special doctor, Dr. Lee Cao. He's the reproductive endocrinologist and so on. I think he has more et cetera than I do in his title, over at the Laurel Fertility Care Center here in San Francisco. And the specialty about that is that the center is open to gay lesbian families. Now, let's just talk a little bit about you, though. You have a special background, I think. So give us a little bit of history of you.
What part do you want to know?
We
all have pretty complicated histories
here. How did you become, you know, someone interested in, you know, becoming a doctor, like in the reproductive world?
Yeah, when I was still growing up and back in Taiwan, and I had always been interested in, actually started off wanting to be a surgeon, and then later on, I feel like I probably should do something more cerebral, and found out that gynecology actually is a perfect field. And
oh, so being gynecology is a perfect field for the cerebral.
It has also both the cerebral part and also the surgical part.
Okay.
And then after I came to the States, I studied human reproduction physiology, and I just ended up doing this field.
And you love it? You love, yes, you love it?
Totally.
You know why I'm giggling is because I couldn't, if I were a gynecologist, I think I would never go to sleep. I would continue taking patients all day long just because I would love my job for obvious reasons. Is that what it was for you? Was it exciting for the first time on the field, quote unquote?
Absolutely. The very first time when you see a patient, you know, you help a patient, you treat a patient, it is exciting. But there is something cynical in Michelle's comments.
Yeah, I'm a lesbian, so obviously I would love to be a gynecologist. So I don't know. I'm just asking you. Like, you're saying professionally, I mean, you're helping a client.
When you treat a patient, you obviously, you know, with all kinds of respect, you know, and you actually mentally had some degree of dissociation from your patient. And it just so happens, actually, I am a gay person, and...
Wow. No wonder he's just kind of like, nope, nope, not that exciting. I am horrible. Shame on me. I'm slapping my hands.
No, bad actually, Michelle. One of the first thing I, well, not the very first thing, but one of the earlier ones I decided I wasn't going to do is to become a urologist.
Well, this is wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. Dr. Lee Cao is of the community, and his center, the Laurel Fertility Care space over here in San Francisco, actually, is open to gay and lesbian patients. So, Dr. Cao, for those who are interested in your services and in services involving infertility, is there a website that we can go and check out?
Absolutely. LaurelFertility.com.
So that's LaurelFertility.com. Michelle Miao here with Swirl Radio. We will be back with more.